Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. We are live in studio on this Halloween, kind of Halloween weekend. Halloween is on Tuesday, but, you know, we'll take it as Halloween weekend. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan, as always. Hey, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I don't know why it's my sound's a little weird over here.
Is it?
Yeah. It's almost as if it's not coming through. I mean, it's coming through, but it's not. Well, let's try that. Say something.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, this is what you hear before we go on the air. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Maybe my connection here is starting to wear out or something. I don't know. Anyway, we are back in the studio. I am back in the studio. I want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for their huge box of donuts. I tried their new cinnamon chocolate glazed swirl twist this morning.
That sounds good.
It was really good. Yeah, Jennifer is coming up with, I don't know, I guess she decided she wanted to make some new donuts. So she came up with a new donut. But they have some really fun Halloween sprinkle donuts with the orange and the yellows and all that stuff. They're really good. Yeah, you'll see. There's a couple in the box over there.
Okay.
Yeah, so check it out. So that was what I did so far this morning, put everything together. It's kind of weird. Last week's show in Brego Springs was so hustle. You know, it's boom, 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 boom.
It was. Because even in between the breaks,
yeah,
I can hear you. It's just, okay, moving one in, moving one out, moving around, okay, but still talking to you. It was, yeah.
Well, and the hard part is that I never know who the guests are until pretty much 5 minutes before the show starts.
So right as you go on.
Yeah. So I don't have any plan, any questions formulated. I don't even know what I'm going to talk to any of these people about until they sit down in front of me.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, so well.
You're doing something right.
Thank you. But it does. It makes it go, whew, by the end. And then it's funny because after the show is over, people tend to want to stand around and talk to me.
Yeah, because everybody's trying to catch their breath.
Yeah.
Everybody's ready to relax a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, it was a lot of fun. I had such a great time out there. And I hear, too, back here, I know on Money Radio, 1200 and our 100.9 FM station, the FCC, is that right? FCC?
Correct.
Okay. They gave Ron, the owner of CRC Media West, the approval. It has to go in approval stages. People don't even understand all this. I don't get it either. You think you could just crank the power up to the max and you're good to go.
Just set up an antenna and you're done.
Yeah, you're done. You know, turn it up, go. Well, they gave him approval to go full max on the transmission that goes out.
Okay.
So he amped it up anymore. He amped it up more, and my mother was saying that in her house it was crystal clear.
Okay.
The best it's been. So, yeah, so we have a lot more power going on here at Money Radio on both the AM and the FM. So that's a good thing. Today's show is presented by Renova Energy. They changed their name. It is now Renova Energy. They promote solar batteries better is their new tagline, and they have expanded to a third huge building.
Wow.
I know. Good for him.
Yeah. You see him out all over.
Everywhere. Yeah. And more and more. I see, too, more and more and more people getting solar when I walk at night and just driving around. You kind of, I don't know now. I guess I'm looking for it maybe a little bit more because of Renova Energy.
You do. You see a lot of it.
Yeah, and there is more and more and more. So it's slowly changing. I did see, and I'm certainly not going to say the name of it, but I saw a little solar company come into town.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, really, you guys? Good luck. You know. But they just think desert sun is a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which it is, desert sun. And
yeah, but it comes with its own its own differences as well.
Oh, yeah. If they don't know the area, Renova Energy, they know. I mean, he started here.
Right.
He lives here.
Right.
He knows the area, and he knows everything going on. Vince Battaglia. So good job. Good on you, Vince. And now it's all employee-owned and operator. So good job there. So, again, it's Renova Energy, folks. They've dropped. It's Renova Energy. Solar batteries better. Let's see. Dodgers watched. I have been watching. They kind of not glued to it, but back and forth. I'll be watching something else, and I'll go see what's happening.
Right.
And every time I go away to watch something else, then all these major things happen during the game. You know, home run.
See, when that happens, I just tell my wife she's bad luck.
Yeah.
I just tell her, don't even watch it.
Yeah. Home runs, all that. So it's tied 2-2. Houston and Dodgers. Dodgers tied it up last night.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the end of that one.
Yeah, in Houston. In Houston. Of course, fans never like that happening.
No, but I think that will make it to where now if they do win, they'll win in L.A.
In L.A. So. How many? Do they have one more game in Houston? And then they come back here?
Oh, you know what? I think they did have three in Houston. Yeah. So, yeah, I think they did have. I think they do have one more in Houston.
One more in Houston. Then they come back here. Yeah. So, Dodgers. So, well, they're okay, though. No matter what happens, the Dodgers are still going to come back here.
Yep.
Yeah. So, that's a good thing. So, everybody should be happy about that. The Houston people, not so happy, but to that. Golf cart parade's going on today. Yes. I'm not in, obviously, this year. It starts at noon. You can listen to us on your phone on our free Money Radio phone app. I am not there because it's just a lot of work. When you are solo and you don't have a ton of people, like these companies have 30 people that want to help on their golf cart float and all this stuff. It's just a lot of work. I was exhausted still from last weekend. So I said, yeah. But it is happening on El Paseo today. The parade starts at noon. So like I say, you can listen to us on your free phone app. We're streaming live and go over and enjoy the golf cart parade. Now, something came in the mail that comes every year. We are just so lucky to have these. I got them the other day. I got 4 pairs of seats and parking to the Tournament of Roses parade.
That's awesome.
I know. Isn't it something?
I think that's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. They're sitting there on my desk. I look at these big, thick envelopes that she has, and I'm going to figure out. We'll probably do a TV contest with them, some website contest. I'll figure it all out. But this year, though, boy, I'm going to make sure. I'm going to ask you 50 times if you can go. Because last year I went and I actually sat on purpose where the seats were for right. our giveaways to meet some of our winners.
I remember that.
That went. And one couple did not show up.
I remember that.
Which kills me because there's so many people that want them.
Oh, yeah. And you're the only place to get them.
Yeah. No one else has them here in the Coachella Valley. So it just, it almost took away from me having a good time because I was so annoyed right. that these were.
Yeah, you get upset. And then the longer they just don't keep showing you.
Yeah.
It just kind of builds more.
Uh-huh. Because only because I kept thinking there's people begging me, sending me these long emails. Please, Francois, pick me.
Offering you firstborn.
Yeah, exactly right. To do this. I've never done it before. Or it's our 100th anniversary and we want to go. Or, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so, I have them. I'll be figuring it out. But you have to guarantee, you have to sign a document. No, not really.
Go. There will be some papers drawn.
Yeah, exactly. That you are going. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Sean, what are you doing? Are you doing anything for Halloween? I know we have some events going on here in the Valley.
I think I'm babysitting.
Babysitting. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might go down to Palm Springs because their show on Arenas Road is quite a show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy on Arenas Road in Palm Springs. I don't know. I have some. I know Living Desert is doing some stuff. I'm going to give you that information a little bit later on the show. Today we have Executive Chef Chris Mitchum from Indian Ridge Country Club. He's going to be joining us talking about food. We love talking about food and what he's doing over at Indian Ridge. I have to tell you, I went in his kitchen to meet him. I went over there and went into the kitchen, and the aromas were so wonderful. I'm thinking, okay, drag me out of here. Drag me out of here. If you want to call the show, 760-440-8255. Remember, on the website, we have that two-night stay at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island in San Diego. We have around $800 or $900 worth of prizes on the contest page on Traveling with Francois. So always check that out. Always check out the webpage. Right now on Fox 11, each week I've been showing I have 9 episodes. So I am going back and showing our first couple because here's what's happening. I don't have any new shows, I'll be honest with you, because I'm working on trying to arrange them all to get everything in place because holidays really kind of screw that up.
Right.
Because
I can imagine.
We don't want to film somewhere where there's all Christmas trees and holiday decorations.
Right. Because then it's kind of stuck to that time frame.
Exactly. And you don't see, I mean, sometimes you can't get by the Christmas decorations or Thanksgiving or whatever. So now we're trying to plan. I have so much jam-packed into January and February. But what I'm also finding is we were getting a lot of new viewers that never saw the show during the season.
Yeah. People were
just didn't
know. They're always going to keep popping up. You want to show them what happened before.
Right. So, and then once it didn't even remember that they saw that show before.
Right.
So I am replaying. And coming up this week, what are we going to play? We're going to replay the Carlsbad show, I think. Yeah. It's going to be the Carlsbad show with the GIA and whatnot. So, and on the show today, we're going to talk about the bus trip to Quartzsite coming up in January, which before we know, it's not really that far away. And what else? Yesterday I was on KSQ. And I featured Jamaica.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I spent a month. Jack and I spent a month in Jamaica.
I've been to Jamaica.
Yeah, I love Jamaica. It was
beautiful.
It is
very fun.
And it was not touched by the hurricanes.
Well, that's good, too.
Yeah, so I decided, I talk about places that I've been to you know, a little bit more recently, but I thought we had traveled so much. Why don't I just pull from the places I've been as well?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was the month there. That's a long time in Jamaica.
That's a very long time.
No
I was
problem,
only there
Mom.
For like a week.
Yeah. No problem.
The only bad part for me was that I was at a couple's resort and it was just me.
Oh.
So that was kind of weird.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Yeah. You were in an all-inclusive resort?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Which is beautiful. They're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. No, they were really nice.
The water and everything, just fantastic. A couple things before we go to break. The Magic Carpet Music Scholarship application deadline has been extended for November 2nd. This is for the Riverside County Fairgrounds, the Date Festival. Go to their website, datefest.org. There's a $1,500 scholarship involved. Must be at least 17 years of age by the day of the competition. So take advantage of the scholarships that are out there. That, again, is extended to November 2nd. And another thing, if you would like to be a mentor, a Read With Me volunteer programs, a local nonprofit where you go to schools and you read with children. This is a volunteer commit to 1 to 4 hours a week, working classrooms and the direction of the teacher. They need volunteers for 12 local elementary schools involved with the Read With Me volunteer program. I will put the information for this on the website, Traveling with Francoise. If you'd love to go read with some kids, it's very rewarding. It is a lot of fun. They're captivated, so you'd like to help out. They need volunteers desperately for this coming up season, so I'll put that on the website. All right, on that note, we will step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with McDonald's and Coachella Valley Volkswagen and all sorts of stuff. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes. Now, today for prizes, we have a couple 3-day passes for the Palm Springs Animation Film Festival. It's a film festival. Yes. At first, I said that to people, and they go, well, that's what we thought animation is. I said, really? Okay, well, when the person putting it together talks about origami and all this other stuff, do you still think of film festival? And they looked at me, and they said, no. I said, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
But it is a film festival. It's going to be a good one. I give Brian Neilhoff a lot of credit. He's working really hard on it. We also have 2 admission passes for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. All right. But we're going to give those away in the second hour of the show when we're talking about the Quartzsite bus trip. All right. The Ghetto Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for Coffee Lovers, which vote, please, for Best of the Valley. Ristretto, Best of the Valley Coffee. You can go on the Desert Sun website and vote that way. They have Gallery 500, the Boardroom, and at Alia. In fact, right now they're showing the lights in the rainbow color for all the craziness happening down in Palm Springs with Out PSP, Pride, Leather Pride, Center Stage. I went to Center Stage the other night. So lots of things happening in Palm Springs as well. So the building, the 500, is rainbow color. It's beautiful at night. Go to their website at the500ps.com. That's one of my favorite. When the building lights up in all these different colors.
I just think it's cool in general, the way they do that.
Yeah.
It's just really cool to
me. And people are always trying to copy them. In fact, we were at the dinner and one guy said, John, I went and bought these little lights and stuck them out in front of my house and they changed colors.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your building. And we just looked at him going, yeah, sure, buddy. Yeah, he was laughing. But no, other businesses are doing it, but it's so beautiful. I think because his lights are halfway up. They're not from the ground up.
Right.
They're halfway up, so they really
get
the color.
And it gets tones. Yeah, it gets tones of a color as well.
Yeah. All right, McDonald's sent me, and they probably sent everyone out there, this flyer in the mail, which is pretty awesome. It's they're having buttermilk crispy tenders. That is what they're with a new signature sauce. So look in your mail. You're going to get these buy one, get one free in a breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free Happy Meal, free medium McCafe espresso, free medium fries and medium soft drink. All this came in the mail, expires November 19th, but they're really pushing now their chicken McNuggets that have this buttermilk flavoring on them. So they look yum, yum, yummy. Also a new line of espresso drinks from McCafe, like the Ice Caramel Macchiato.
Macchiato.
Yeah, I know.
I've just never tried them.
I don't either.
But I think with that, though, I don't drink coffee.
Well, I don't either. The only thing I would want all the caramel and the whipped cream and all that other stuff that
goes
on it.
The coffee.
But the coffee would be And they say now that coffee is good for you.
I feel like coffee's like eggs. You know how like eggs are like, oh, they're really, really bad for you. Oh, well, they're not that bad. Yeah, oh, they're really
not
bad.
So bad. Yeah. Well, and McDonald's does now McDelivery with Uber Eats. So there you go.
Yeah. I almost did that the other day.
Uber
I was
Eats.
Like, really? I have a car. I'll just go.
just go. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think once you start doing it, I think it'd just be too easy to do it all the time.
Right. Yeah. I think that's what would end up happening. That's
I told you,
like, I'm already kind of a shut-in, but now I have to, like, actively try not to be a shut-in.
Yeah, because you could have the grocery store deliver your stuff.
I do.
Oh, sheesh.
I told you, I have them delivering already.
What are we going to do with you? All right. Well, you are doing more things, though, so I'm happy about that. Here's somebody. Somebody, but if you know someone that is a watchmaker or a jewelry repair person, there's a job for you over at Expert Repairs by Joseph at the Westfield Mall. I know there's not that many watchmakers just hanging out.
Right.
But jewelry repair people, there's a lot of jewelry repair people out there. So if you're looking for a job to do all this stuff, Joseph at Expert Repairs at the Westfield Mall, top level between the food court and Macy's, he has a position open for you. You can give him a call at 760-776-0800, and all of his information is posted on the website. So you definitely can go to the Traveling with Francois website and ask around. You never know. You might be surprised at who you know that knows how to repair jewelry, and they just haven't found a job, a local job. So now there is one opening at Expert Repairs by Joseph. He also got a new line of watches and Diesel watches and Michael Kors. So if you're a watch, you love to wear watches. I start wearing watches now. He just got this new line in. Holidays are coming. They're Diesel and Michael Kors. So again, Expert Repairs by Joseph, Westfield Mall, top level between the food court and Macy's. Renova Solar, we talked about them. I have to get used to saying the name. It has changed now to Renova Energy. Their website is renovaenergy.com. They now are employee-owned and operated, so good for them. So it's renovaenergy.com. Many of us, though, will continue to say Renova Solar for the next 30 years.
Yeah, it will take a little. Yeah, it'll take a while.
Get to Renova. Renova Energy, it makes sense, definitely makes sense, but it will take us a while. Can you imagine when a company switches over like that? Everything that they have to change.
I can, because I need to change my name, and it's just and I don't even have that much.
You're changing your name?
Yeah.
Is that a story we probably don't have time to get into?
No, I've always gone by one thing, and it's not my legal name, so I need to change it to that.
Oh, okay. So I won't be saying Sean Flanagan anymore?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Now I have to change everything. Everything.
See? So I can only imagine what they're going
through. What Renova's going
through. Exactly.
Yeah, everything. All right. Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. I was there last weekend. Fabulous. Great place to hold a golf tournament. I keep telling you this over and over and over. They have 100 guest rooms. They have the spa. They have the restaurant. They have this beautiful golf course. They have a driving range. Everything over there. The pro shop. If you want to do something different, hold your golf tournament. Guys, get away. Gals, get away out there in Borrego Springs. Night is spectacular with all the stars. Really do so. Their information is on the website. Coachella Valley Volkswagen. I've been talking to those guys this week. They are doing a lot of stuff. They want you to. The holidays are coming, and I said this too. Get all the repairs done on your car before the holidays, because you know how your money is geared towards holidays.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you think I need new tires. They're having buy three tires, get one for $1.
There you go.
$1. They have 10% off any mechanical repair up to $200. They have wheel alignment, fuel system service. They have all these things going on. And George over there in the service, he is my guy. I go to George. They have $30 oil change. George is phenomenal. Go on over to Coachella Valley Volkswagen, all makes and models. They are in Indio on Varner Road. Take advantage. Don't wait. Get all this stuff done now before the holidays, because it's really a pain when the money you had put away for someone's present you have to use to change the oil in your car.
Yeah, to do anything else with.
Yeah, exactly, on your car. It's like it's money that we don't feel we get anything out of it, even though we do.
Right.
We don't.
Right.
You know, that can of oil, we think, really? I could be buying, you know, whatever with that. But your car needs it. I had lunch with Sherry from Command One Security the other day during the week. And she was telling me that they are going into the monitoring, these monitors that people wear, really, really becoming popular. So they don't have to get to a phone or something should they fall.
People, oh, right, you know, right.
It's a big, and she said more and more people are realizing that even though they live in gated communities that they need security. Those security guards at the front gate can't cover everything.
Because they're normally big properties, and there's normally not too many of them.
That's right. So Command One Security is your place to go. Family-owned and operated. They've been in the Valley for such a long time. They do such a good job. Diane Williams and Associate, the on-site sales team at Indian Ridge Country Club. Ty Smile, they're going to keep their summer hours all through the season. That means they close at 2:30 after lunch, and they open again at 4:30 for dinner. So keep that in mind when you go over there. Desert Entertainer, new issues are out, looking good. And Braille Institute, they have all their classes going on right now, the fall classes. So everything is free, remember, at the Braille Institute on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. So take advantage of it. Don't wait till after you lose your vision. And we want to give a heads up to Tony Q, our professional sharpening, scissors and knife sharpening fellow, who had a quadruple bypass.
How's he doing?
He's working again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he couldn't stand it anymore. He said, get me out of here. I had to. So he is out. He's just staying in the Valley because he had some accounts outside of the Valley, but he's staying in the Valley. And if you need your scissors or knife sharpened before the holidays, give him a call at 310-365-5444. And again, all this information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. Now, when we come back, which we're not going away quite this very moment, when we come back, Executive Chef Chris Mitchum is going to be joining us from Indian Ridge Country Club. He is new there. He's bringing all his tasty delights into Indian Ridge. I want to find out what's hot for the holidays, because we always have trending things. We know that maple's in, pumpkin spice is out.
Right.
Yeah, but it's probably not really out. But according to everybody out there, maple is the flavor. But I'm going to see if we can get some recipes, some quick little or cooking tips or something from him as well. Yeah. So on that note, we are going to step aside. Don't forget, we do have the freebie events later on and events you pay for. But remember, all this stuff is on the Traveling with Francoise website. So make sure that you use it. Use it thoughtfully. That's what Tim Gunn says on Project Runway. Use it thoughtfully. All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Hey, we're talking about my name. I messed up my own name. Traveling with Francoise, right here on Money Radio. Ah, jeez. Joining us in studio is Executive Chef Chris Mitchum. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And you are the Executive Chef over at Indian Ridge Country Club. We had all this big, long conversation going on, and now I want to share this conversation with everyone. First of all, you are new at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert.
I am new.
You came in during the summer.
I did. I started August 16th.
I know. I was telling everybody earlier in the show that I walked into your kitchen and the aromas were just fabulous. They were so good. I didn't want to leave. It was so delicious. So now tell us a little bit about you. Executive Chef, where was your culinary training?
I went to the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, and I graduated in 1988. And then I was in Boston, and then I got sick of the Northeast, New England weather, because it can't make up its mind.
Yeah.
And then I went from Boston to Maui.
Oh.
And I went as far as I could to state of the U.S., and I love to windsurf and hike and all that, and that was actually a great place to be. And I was there for 3 years, and then after that, I went to Monterey, California, and then I went back to Maui, and I also spent some time at the Grand Hyatt Taipei in Taiwan.
Wow.
And then I was been in the desert for 19 years.
Well, you do know we don't have surfboarding and the beach or anything right here.
No.
Did anybody let you know that?
Listen, we have a very big beach. We just don't have any water.
Oh, okay. That's how you look at it. Okay, so. good frame of mind. Well, we are so excited that you are here in the desert and that you are at Indian Ridge. Now, the season has kicked off, or it's kicking off right about now, with events going on at Indian Ridge Country Club.
Yes.
And you came in, and they have not just one restaurant. They have five different restaurants that you are overseeing.
Well, they're outlets. You know, there's Arnie's is at the turn. There's JK's. There's the Ridge Room, which is the fine dining room. There's Aurora Grill. There's the bar menu. And it's a big club. It's got a lot of action going on.
They do. They are always doing something over there, and that's what makes it so fun to live there. Now, with these five different outlets of food, let's say you call them, five different fingers, do you have to compartmentalize in your brain what I'm doing for this one, what I want to do for this one, and then plus kind of keep track what's everybody's favorite everywhere? How do you do that?
Well, you try to manage it in one specific area and then distribute it, meaning that if we were going to have a pot roast and we were going to have a grilled cheese, which we actually do in multiple outlets, or a sandwich, we make it in one area so it's consistently done and it has the same flavor as well. So I distribute. So that's kind of how you do it. And you taste and you follow up, and everybody knows if anything's made, we all taste it. It could be as simple as salsa or guacamole. I want to taste it. I have little containers of forks and spoons, tasting spoons and tasting forks all over the kitchen.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking of all this that you're saying here with all the different food going out and what you have. How do you decide on the menu? Because the main restaurant, and plus you have catering as well, right? Don't you have for the parties?
Yes, we do stuff, buffets and all the banquets. And people's residences, you know, there's stuff going on in their houses. You know, we've got stuff. I had to meet with a member yesterday and, you know, discuss something for, you know, a party. Oh.
Okay, I am overwhelmed. How'd you even get time to come here?
It's I think as you grow in your career, your mental capacity gets better and better and better. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as you when you're a young sous chef and you're growing in revenue and size of like for hotels or whatever, you just develop more mental capacity to compartmentalize and mm-hmm. prioritize and you just got to stay focused. I mean, you got to write yourself a list, you know, before you go home while your head's in the game. So when you get there the next day, you're running. Yeah. So you can finish.
So how far in advance, and I'm just curious, this has just popped into my set, I'm just curious about this. How far in advance do you have your menu changes set up for upcoming, let's say, holidays and seasonal changes? How far in advance do you start working on that?
Usually you try to work on them in the summertime. So when you hit the season, because there's so much going on, you don't really have time for menu development. Now, in my particular case, I've got the fall menus done. I've got, of course, you know, New Year's Eve is penciled out. Thanksgiving is done, but as far as the January, February menus, I have ideas, but the big menu changes, I have to see how they're well received by the members. So if I have to massage those or take something off or remove something or add something, that's what I do. But a big key and a big part of my personality is I love to talk to the members. Mm-hmm. So I like to touch the tables, get on the floor, because I don't want to hear from a third party or from a, you know, either a comment card or it could be a server that, you know, they didn't like something or they have a suggestion. So I just go on the floor and talk to them. And they've helped me, basically. They've helped me this whole summer. And a lot of the members are coming back now, and then I'm touching their tables, and they're giving me suggestions about what they'd like to see, or, you know, this was great today, and, you know, but, you know, maybe. So I learn, basically.
You learn
from them.
Because you're going into kind of their world.
Yes.
Is how it is. But yet you want to bring your world into their world. You want to give everyone, and with us, folks, is Executive Chef Chris Mitchum. He is with Indian Ridge Country Club. You want to give them a new experience, a new dining experience, and that's one of the reasons you're there.
Well, and that's a goal. The goal is to have things and items on the menu that are only available at Indian Ridge. Signature dishes. I have this half-pound meatball that we made that we ran for a special a couple Fridays ago. They loved it. It's going on the menu. Different signature items that are just that you know, people just want to talk about and say that is a great item, and, you know, share it with their people and create conversation at the club, whether they're playing tennis or they're at the gym or they're on the golf course or whatever it may be. And it's that's one of my goals.
So this being your first season, you probably had a gazillion ideas, but as an executive chef going into a new location like this, do you sort of hold back a little bit on the first season only because you're trying to get a feel for the membership's tastes?
It's kind of not my style to hold back. I like to go challenge myself as far as I can go, and, you know, I just go for it. And we have a great advantage at Indian Ridge. If something is not well received on the menu, we print all the menus in house. You just take it off. You just take your ego out of it. And if if a sandwich isn't selling or it's not well received, you just change it. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say this, you know, you just keep throwing darts and eventually you'll hit the bullseye. But if you don't throw the darts, you'll never hit the bullseye. So keep throwing. So
good point. So in this world of now organic this, organic that, and I don't know personally that much about organic, but how important is it for you to make sure that organic is mentioned on the menu somewhere?
Well, since I've been in the desert for 19 years, I know all the sources of the farms and of the purveyors and whoever. So my learning curve was very easy. I didn't have to come to it. So you know, I'm from the area, so it was easy. And like the tomatoes and stuff like that, you know, I think it's important to get organic and know where the stuff is being sourced from. And the thing about organic is if it's certified USDA certified or organic, sometimes the farmers, they don't want to go for that, you know, inspection because it costs them money for the permitting and everything else. So you might have a farmer who's basically practicing organic techniques, but his prices aren't as inflated as a USDA certified organic thing. So I think it's more important to know who you're sourcing it from and how they're going and what their practices are. You know, I was born in Missouri. We had a 120 acre farm there and all that was organic and as it should be, you know, that's 40 plus years ago. And, you know, hand churning vanilla ice cream in the front drive or picking berries off the vine or tomatoes. It was warm. And one of the things that we did at Indian Ridge is we ran 100 feet of water line to an area to plant a garden.
Uh-huh.
So that's not planted yet because we're reseeding, but the area has been prepped. Mm-hmm. And so I have, for example, I have black grapes. Those took a couple years to go, but mint for mojitos or mint juleps, that'll be in there. There's basil in there. There's peppers in there. There's all sorts of herbs that we can harvest and then, which will all be organic, and then use those to cook with.
All right. So now, what is your style of cuisine? Are you, is it more European or American or contemporary? I don't know. What would you call your style of cuisine?
It's a great question because it's all about based on mouthfeel, comfort, make you feel good, wholesome. It's got to be recognizable flavors on the palate, but yet sophisticated. So let me give you an example. Let's say it's sautéed seared scallops on cauliflower puree with chive oil. So the cauliflower puree is beautiful and creamy, and it's cauliflower, and it's, you know, that flavor. But then the seared scallops are sourced from, you know, the Grand Banks, so they're nice big U10s that are perfectly caramelized, perfectly brown. Salt, pepper, olive oil, canola mix. What I sauté them in, and it's just a beautiful speaking food. I say let the food speak. Sometimes as a young chef, you're trying to find this home run ingredient and all this crazy stuff, and you overcomplicate things. And sometimes you have to really tone it down and source the best products, execute it perfectly, and feature it. But I have another dish on the menu that's root beer brine pork chop on pancetta polenta with Brussels sprouts. So that root beer is a recognizable flavor in the brine, but yet it keeps it moist, but yet it's a pork dish. Mm-hmm. And anyways, there's all sorts of beautiful dishes on the menu. I have a cinnamon and chipotle dusted filet mignon that is with a little bit of the au gratin potatoes. I call them E.T. potatoes because they're out of this world, back to the phone home E.T. And with broccolini and fried onions. So it's a meat and potatoes dish, but yet it has an innovative twist in the rub itself. So this is all, I went crazy on the menus. And anyways.
Well, and I like that you can pronounce everything that you're cooking there. If I can't pronounce it, I don't order it. But you have, yes, and your sandwiches and burgers, you have a prosciutto and mozzarella sandwich. Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
That sandwich is dynamite. But that menu just changed in Aurora Grill this past Monday, and I was doing some thinking. What we do is we track and pull all the sales so I can see if this one's moving, this one's not moving. Now, this sandwich has been only ordered a couple times. It's funny you bring that one up. But it's very well received. People absolutely love it.
And yeah, I'm looking at you to use Nutella, all sorts of, you have a continental breakfast. Anyway, you have a wide range, a variety of foods that people can enjoy over at Indian Ridge Country Club, but all the different restaurants there. Now, for folks to get in there to the restaurants, they have to come in with they either have to live there or come in with a friend.
Yes.
So now all of you out there that have friends at Indian Ridge, you better get a dinner invite and go on over there.
And one of the things that I want to talk about, too, is you're only as good as your team, right? Mm-hmm. So all these menus and all this stuff, there's a great team there, and not just culinary. There's the whole, all the associates and the members are fabulous too, and that's how you can succeed with such big menus. Mm-hmm. You got to have good teams. The front of the house has got to be on the same page as the back of the house, and vice versa. And another thing we do, if I get samples in, let's say it's a change in the hamburger, which we did, I get the wait staff to buy off on it too. I say, hey, here's two samples. Let's have a tasting because eating is different than tasting, right? So I want them to understand this is the direction that we're going and you feel this is the right thing to do. Like, for a great example is that hamburger.
Well, it's important that the staff knows how something tastes because how often do people ask their server, how does it taste? And if they go, well, I've never had it, makes you wonder if the server's never even tasted the food on where they work. Yeah, you kind of think, huh, really? Well, you might want to try it.
One of the things we did for training, too, is every single item on every single menu has a menu description. So it'll say for the waiters, you know, this is gluten-free. This is not gluten-free. It contains all these ingredients, and this is, you know, what it is. And so that's a form so they can study, so they can get familiar with it. And then we take photos of everything, too. So one side of it is the photo of the dish, and backside is the recipes. And that's a book that's on the line, so anybody can study that if there's a lull in business or whatever it is. So the cooks can refer back to it, and so can the waiters.
Well, it's very, very exciting. Indian Ridge, they are thrilled to have you over there. I'm thrilled to go on over there and have some of your delicious cuisine. I know the kitchen was just, and I saw you, very methodical, sparkling. The kitchen was fantastic in there, and everybody's happy. I like that. Everybody's enjoying themselves. I think they love all the creativity going on back there.
You got to have fun.
Yeah.
You got to make it fun for the members, but you got to have fun yourself, too, and get everybody to work is supposed to be fun. Work is not supposed to be like you dread going to work. It's supposed to be fun. You know, that's ideally, that's the goal.
Well, Executive Chef Chris Mitchum, first of all, congratulations on your new position at Indian Ridge Country Club. And we'd love to have you back on. But next time, though, Sean, don't you think he needs to bring us something like a dessert or something so we can try on the air? I'm thinking, what do you think?
I can do that.
You can do that. He's going, oh, guys, mine's already thinking. All right, Francois, when do you want me back? I know what I'm going to bring. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, total pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. And like I say, if you want to taste Executive Chef Chris Mitchum's food, you need to go to Indian Ridge Country Club. Either live there or enjoy their meal there with a member. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. And my mouth always waters when we listen to chefs. Yum. They do such a great job describing food. I don't. You know, I don't describe food well.
I'm with you. My description is, it's good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's really good.
That's about the best I can do.
Uh-huh. But they bring out all the flavors of this and that and yum. And I liked, you know, I really liked it. I said this when I was talking to him. I can pronounce everything he's making.
There you go.
Yeah. When you look at a menu and you're going, oh, what does that say? And then you don't even know what it means.
Right. Yeah. If you can't say it, you definitely don't know. Yeah. Know what it means.
How do you expect to order it? And when anyway. All right. This is a Get a Life weekly freebie is brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. She does it all over there, even alterations. They're in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Talk to Jeannie. You get 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention Traveling with Francois. All right. The annual snow guessing contest is on at the tram. We haven't had any snow yet. And the weather finally is getting into the 80s.
It is. Yeah. It's starting to drop down.
Thank you. I thought we were never going to get past these 90s, but now we are into the 80s, and it's just really beautiful out there. Chilly at night, and like I say, 90s, we're tired of the 90s. 80s is good. We can do. The 80s is almost cool.
Hey, 80s means I can leave my AC unit off, so
yeah.
It works for me.
Sean and the year-long battle of air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty soon you can take it off and forget about it. Turn it off and forget about it until next year. All right, the McCallum Theater, they have their Open Call Talent Project for 2018 is underway. There's no cost to enter Open Call. They have cash prizes will be awarded, and the finalists get to perform on stage at the McCallum. For more information, go to their website at mccallumtheater.com /Open Call. You'll see it there on the homepage, but do it now. You must be at least 8 years of age and reside within 45-mile radius of the McCallum Theater. That's so interesting. They say the McCallum and not the Valley. So anyway, Open Call, it is happening now. So go ahead. Also, what do we have? Halloween in Palm Springs. We were talking about Halloween. Halloween is going to be on Arenas Road. It's a suggested donation of $5, but after a while, there's so many people there that you can donate if you like, and that's probably the way it's going to go. They have a crazy Halloween party there on Arenas Road. It's from 5 to 10 p.m. They shut the road down. They have a costume show. I mean, you will see every type of costume in the world there. Let's see. The registration participants must be in line with their wristband on at the main stage no later than 8 p.m. So that tells you when the contest is going to start. And they also have the Gay Men's Chorus on Arenas Road. They're going to be singing, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's really pretty wild. It is a ton of fun. So go on over there and experience it. What else is happening that's free in the Coachella Valley? Boy, this has been taking the world by storm. That Me Too, that hashtag Me Too, Ashley Judge coming up, Harvey Weinstein. And so they're having a It's Let's Talk About Me Too Local Community Forum for Women, presented by Blue Tiger Recovery. It will take place on Wednesday, November 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m., 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Melissa Morgan Fine Art on El Paseo. It's free and open to the public. Huh. I don't even know what to say about all that. It's just, I don't know. I really don't know. The only thing about things like that that bother me, and not that I don't think it, it's just when people wait 30 years and start coming out.
Right.
That for some reason bothers me, because I don't even remember 30 years ago what happened.
I barely remember 30 days.
Yeah. So, but all the new people coming out, current people, I completely understand. Yeah, I'm not torn about it, but it's just, anyway, let's move on. All right, November 2nd at the Annenberg Theater. They have a free screening going on about Bob Hope, a new film from PBS American Masters. They have a VIP cocktail reception from 6 to 7, and that you would pay for. But the screening itself is free, and that will start, I gather, after 7 because of the VIP cocktail reception is first. So that is it. Annenberg Theater, free screening, tickets required, so you do need to go to the website, psmuseum.org, and take advantage of that. Sunnylands, they are celebrating the Days of Los Muertos, and that is the Day of the Dead. They will have a free event at Sunnylands. It's on November 2nd through 5th. This will be happening every day from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you haven't been to Sunnylands Gardens over there off of Bob Hope, it really is a beautiful property. Have you been to Sunnylands Center?
I have not,
no. You need to go over there. Just stop by on the way home from the station. It really is something. And when you walk into the center right there, when you walk in the front door, you'll see these gigantic windows in the back, and they were specifically, the whole building was specifically placed at that angle, so when you look through those windows, all you're going to really see is this beautiful mountain panorama behind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really spectacular. I mean, the view is incredible, and they did it in such a way that you don't even know there's a community around it.
That's cool.
So it is beautiful. Go on over there and check it out. And they have their little cafe there. They have all some exhibits right there inside the center. And then, of course, you have to pay to go into on the grounds where the house is. Palm Desert First Weekend kicks off November 3rd through 5th. I'm saying November already. Can we believe that? A lot of events happening. I would just say go to the website, pdfirstweekend.com. And you will find out there what's going on. The third annual barbecue festival, the Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce, is having this on November 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lights at Indio Golf Course. Of course, it's going to be during the day, so you don't need the lights, but this is free. So go on over there. It is a barbecue contest, and they're going to have, it's a national competition. The purse is $10,000.
I just hear that there's going to be good food.
Yeah, barbecue. They also sell their barbecue to the public. So that's where, if you're going to pay anything, it's getting the food. Probably get a tasting sample or whatnot. A lot of free things. I wouldn't even have a chance to get into the stuff you have to pay for. But the public is invited to the free guided tour of the art in Palm Desert Civic Center. Saturday, November 4th. You just meet at 9 a.m. in front of the Messenger of the Pole Sculpture, which is the park's south entrance from Fred Waring Drive. So you will be walking, and you will get a guided tour of some of the artworks in Palm Desert. So that's a lot of fun. And Rancho Mirage, they are having their Rancho Mirage Art Affair. That happens on November 4th and 5th. That's free as well. And that's over at the Rancho Mirage Community Park, located on San Jacinto Drive. And they're going to have 90 juried artists, all bunch of stuff going on over there. That's a free event, and that would be next Saturday and Sunday, formerly Whitewater Park. That's why I was getting a little confused there. I'm going, where's that park in my brain? But it's formerly Whitewater Park. It's now the Rancho Mirage Community Park. So that's happening. That's free. And then, of course, we have the parade coming up next Sunday, the Greater Palm Springs Pride Parade, 10 a.m. along Palm Canyon Drive. In fact, they have a lot of events, a lot of parades coming up. They have the City of Palm Springs Veterans Day Parade, the Palm Springs Festival of Lights Parade, lots of parades going on in Palm Springs coming up in the next month or so. And that segment was brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. Yes, I need to get my Traveling with Francoise hats made, and I'm going to do it right there, because when you use Desert Arc Attire, you are also employing people from Desert Arc. It's a win-win all the way around. So for all the events that you have to pay for, you're going to have to go to the website, Traveling with Francoise. We're going to step aside. When we come back, it's all about travel. So we'll see you in a few minutes after some local and national news. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.